from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
But he just continued to play. So we just continue to support him and realize that at some point everybody's going to have, you know, at some point everybody in their job has a span of time where it doesn't go well. He had a couple bad innings.
I would actually disagree with that. I think Shelton in that situation is being too charitable, and I get it. We've got a huge series that starts with the Diamondbacks now in less than 3 hours, and you can listen to it right here. Pirates and D-backs, Arizona 2.5 games ahead of the Pirates for the last playoff spot. If the Pirates sweep, who knows? They could be in a playoff spot by the end of the weekend, because St. Louis is losing to Chicago right now 5-1 at Wrigley, and that's one of the teams you're neck and neck with for that playoff spot. And I started the show by, and by the way, Mueller's not here, 50-minute mark brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Chris will be back on Monday. He's spending time with his wife, who celebrated a birthday this week, which is cool. Donnie's here, so is Sonny Gray, hanging out for about the next hour and 40 minutes. It wasn't just a couple bad innings for Cruz. It was a bad series. He had 9 strikeouts and 5 errors. He made an error on Monday. He made an error on Tuesday. He was lost at the plate. It was only amplified, it was most acute early in the game on Thursday. And Shelton wants to say, well, he put it behind him, he blocked it out, and he did make a great defensive play going towards third and threw a BB to first to retire a guy. I think most shortstops would have had a hard time with that ball, and it would have been a hit. But to say that he just had a couple of bad innings, I think, is trying to make excuses and stick up for his player a little too much. He's young. He's 25 years old. He still has not played a lot of major league games. People say that he's emotional and there's some temperamentality to him and everything else. So the manager, I guess, today, hours before this game, does not want to bury Cruz. I get it. But I just wish after the game on Thursday and again, or on Wednesday, excuse me, and again today, you can be supportive of your player, I think, and also give more of an honest accounting over what actually happened and what you're trying to remove or erase from his game. Now, the big story here, the breaking news on Cruz, is that he's playing shortstop and he's hitting third tonight. He is in the lineup. He's in his normal spot. There's nothing punitive. There's no, you effed up these games, so we're going to sit you down to start this series. There's no, we think you need to unplug, you need to have a mental health day almost, and watch the game defensively and let the game slow down for you. The thing that Kenny Pickett balked at, hey, Kenny, do you learn anything from watching? No. and we made such a big deal out of because it was such a inappropriate, almost disrespectful, ridiculous comment. Trying to do that for this young player, maybe just concentrate on hitting and DH for tonight. Jack Wilson thought that wasn't a bad idea last hour. We had another caller, the great Anthony in Oakland, bring that up. No, Shelton says this is a big game, and this guy can carry us offensively. He might end up being the MVP of this series against Arizona, which I agree with. I agree with. I only hope behind closed doors there's more tough love than what we're hearing from this Shelton clip. I just hope there's a little more, hey, O'Neal, it wasn't just one bad inning where things snowballed on you. It was an entire series in which it looked like, and Neil Walker confirmed this, it looked like the bad defense translated and turned into more bad because you took the errors to the plate with you and you were wildly swinging at pitches that were outside the strike zone because you wanted to do too much. The pitcher could tell, the catcher could tell that you were out for blood and wanted vengeance for what happened in the field, and they exploited that and took advantage of that. Now, Donnie, you have a prediction on Cruz tonight.
He's hitting a home run. He's only had one.
First AB?
I don't know if it'll – maybe.
First pitch?
Man, that would be epic. That would be something.
First pitch, Fat tries to put a meatball by him, and boom, it's into the river.
I mean, last week, that was the only time they faced each other. Cruz won the battle in a big way.
Is that when the ball hit the truck, or was that in pregame that he did that? Wasn't he hitting home runs off like a vehicle that was parked in the outfield there?
I thought the one against Fought was the one that like went over the pool.
Oh, okay.
But I could be wrong. He had himself a nice series.
By the way, that's on my bucket list. I want to watch a game from that pool in Arizona. How sweet would that be?
How about the one in, Jacksonville? They have a pool up there.
Football games are too important. I don't want to be in a pool for them. I've got to be too locked in, and I think a pool, there's just too many shenanigans going on. One out of 62 baseball games, especially if it's early in the season and it's still chilly here, and it's hot there, and I get to go in a pool and watch a baseball game, yeah, sign me up for that. So Cruz batting third. I think bottom line for me is I am in favor of what they're doing with him tonight. I didn't agree with having him sit out a game or sit out a series or anything extreme like that. Our listeners, I wouldn't say they were torn on it, but there were a good number of people who said that he should have been benched. Twitter poll question, should Shelton bench Cruz tonight for his Astro series brain farts? And 78% of you said no, you would not have benched him. You would have played him. In this game, that means 22% or about 1 in 4, 1 in 5 of you said, he needs to pay the price and sit down for this game. Here is Dick in Penn Hills. Hello, Dick. Hi, Dick. Dick, you're on the air.
I thought he was going to win. He was like four.
Dick, you're on the air.
5 or 6 laps.
All right. What the hell was that?
I couldn't tell if he was.
Was he talking to us?
I couldn't tell. Was he talking to us? Did he have like his phone?
My God,
pocket.
I hope we have a better showing.
Talking to somebody else.
Hope we have a better showing for Open Phone Friday, which starts at 5:15. Here is John on the fan. Hello, John. John, you there? We get a swing and a miss here, two in a row. Going once, going twice, three times. Off to an electric start here with the callers this segment. I did have this. This is very interesting. Jeff Hathorn is going to join us in a few minutes. He's at PNC Park. He's been at Steelers all week. You guys know I do a show for FanDuel. How about this nugget? FanDuel has taken down all of their Russell Wilson bets. So you could bet Russell Wilson passing yards, Russell Wilson passing touchdowns, Russell Wilson, maybe even rushing yards at one point. All of these have been taken down by FanDuel, which these are odds makers. They're usually ahead of these things. The fact that they now are unsure about the Steelers quarterback situation to the point where they don't want to offer up bets on Russell Wilson makes me think that they have information on this calf injury that makes them think maybe it is a longer-term thing and Justin Fields can actually win the job or start with the job because Russell Wilson's either not healthy or wasn't healthy enough and Fields did enough to get the job from him. So how about that? You can't bet on anything Russell Wilson related right now. John is in Mount Washington. Hello, John.
Hey, Pony.
Hey, John.
Okay, I was like kicking around the idea when I was listening to Jack Wilson about having a Cruz DH.
Did you like that idea?
Is he in the starting lineup, Andrew, batting way off tonight?
Who?
Andrew
McCutchen. Yes. At DH.
Among his troubles about hitting 208 last month, he's strikeout rate is 26.3, which is terrible. That's the worst of his 15-year career. And he's somewhat detrimental to the team lately.
So what would you have done? You would put Triolo at short, Bay at second, Cruz at DH?
I was kicking around the idea of having Bay maybe lead off. Palacios,
Palacios is out. He's on the injury
list. Yeah, they let him do that, I think, one game. So they really don't, other than Kutch, I don't know.
They're loyal to Kutch. I'm looking at this like a quasi-playoff series, and they want the guy that's been their leadoff hitter pretty much the whole year there. If they had decided to just DH Cruz and let him watch the game defensively, I would have been fine with that. My overall preference, though, would have been what they decided on, which is to have Cruz play short and hit third. The full lineup is Kutch, Reynolds, Cruz, Brian De La Cruz will make his Pittsburgh debut batting cleanup. Tellez 5, Bart 6 catching, Hayes 7, because Triolo's playing second and batting eighth. Michael A. Taylor's batting ninth and playing center field. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is not here yet because he's beginning a rehab assignment in Altoona at AA. But I think there's a feeling he's going to skip AAA and just join the Pirates for the Padre series. That's kind of what I'm hearing. And I'll tell you what, without Kiner-Falefa and Gonzalez, with him hurt, you still look at 7, 8, 9 in this order, man. Hayes, Triolo, and Taylor. And I know Taylor had a hell of a July and had a great series in Houston. But if I'm an opposing pitcher, I'm thinking to myself, don't really push your luck against Tellez or Bart because you've got 7, 8, 9, Hayes, Triolo, and Taylor, and you can get those guys out. Text us on the Edgar Slatter Associates fan text line. We'll come back to your calls on Cruz and what the Pirates decided with him. Let's go to Jeff Hathorn, though, and get more opinion, more reporting from PNC Park, and also a thought or two on the Steelers coming up next. Right now, a Donnie headline.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, There's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or track pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Strong comes home. Swing, fly ball, deep center field. Rojas back to the wall. There it goes into the Pirates bullpen. O'Neill Cruz unloads. What a soaring line drive smash by O'Neill Cruz, a two-run home run. And you can put this one on ice. It's 4-0 Buccos.
O'Neill Cruz, the pitch. High fly ball to right field, and O'Neill Cruz is going to watch this one. A towering high drive out of here. A Cruz missile. O'Neill Cruz with his 17th of the season. Bucks are on the board. It's 2-1.
At 416, brought to you by Gina G and Petro of RE/MAX Select Realty. It is the PM team. You're headed over to the game. Check out Mike's Beer Bar before or after, where you can get the fan beer of the month. Altered Genius Rescue Kolsch, benefiting Crisis Center North. That's where we find our next guest. He is at PNC Park. He was there for Derek Shelton's pregame press briefing. I'm talking about 93.7 The Fan insider Jeff Hathorn. It is time for the Hawk Report. Hello, Jeff.
Hello, I love the sound effects. You found a hawk call.
Yeah, that was Donnie that actually found it. Donnie, was it hard to find?
No. Yeah. Very quick YouTube search.
Jeff, elaborate on what Derek Shelton had to say about why he's sticking with O'Neill Cruz and there's nothing being done to try to eradicate the kind of mishaps we saw in Houston earlier in the week.
Yeah. And you guys will all hear it. I know you're going to play it, Andrew, so you'll hear it from his words. But basically, is without Cruz, they don't win some of those games. And the guy had a bad game. And what's he going to do? You know, basically wreck his chance to win a game in August against a team in front of you in the postseason? I'll summarize by saying he knows how important O'Neill Cruz is. And while he had a bad game, he felt like after those plays, he still kept his head in the game, his words, and that it's not like there's going to be any punishment. And obviously, you guys saw that he's in the lineup.
I disagree that he only had a couple bad innings or one bad game, Jeff. He had 5 errors in the series and 9 strikeouts. So I'm not advocating either to take him out. I would play him at shortstop tonight, and I would hit him third. But I just don't think that that's a fair description of what happened in Houston. It was a horrible series for him there.
Yeah, I mean, Derek only referred to the game itself. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I think for the most part, with exception of the last one or just the wild throw, I mean, physical errors are going to happen. That it's a weird infield. And we saw Cabrian Hayes have an error in there. So, I mean, that part aside, he's just going to, he knows the value, and as much as people might want to be old school and say, sit him down and pull him out or don't play him, they're not going to do that.
Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is playing, but it's in Altoona tonight. When should we expect him in the Pirates lineup, Jeff?
Yeah, we just talked to the Pirates director of sports medicine. He said potentially by Sunday could be here. But he hadn't played in 3 days. They wanted to get him in the infield. He's going to do a couple of innings at second, a couple of innings at short just to get some work. And probably a game there Saturday, and then he could be here as early as Sunday. or they may wait until Tuesday.
Let's pivot to the Steelers. They have their Friday Night Lights practice tonight. I was saying before we brought you on, I thought this was interesting. FanDuel has taken down all of its Russell Wilson season props. You can't bet anything for the season on Russell Wilson anymore. I think the odds makers there are concerned if they post numbers, people will bet the under on everything, and they'll get killed because of what's going on with his calf injury. So I'll ask you, Jeff, what the hell is going on right now with Russell Wilson's calf injury?
Listen, if you didn't know he had a calf injury, you would just think that he was getting a Veterans Day off. He's now doing all the individual drills. He does the 7-on-7 drills. He just doesn't do team drills, you know, where he might have to escape out of a pocket or do something to avoid a player. I do buy into the fact that I think they're trying to get a long look at Justin Fields because they have no quarterback signed for next year, and Fields is the most likely guy that you would sign to a contract, or it could be your potential next quarterback because of his abilities, his age, all of that stuff. So I don't know necessarily that him missing this first week is that big of a detriment. We'll see if he does anything tonight at the night practice or when he gets into action, but I don't think he's far away from action. Like I said, he's doing all the individual stuff. There's no wraps on the calf, no nothing. You wouldn't know there was an injury if he was just warming up or doing individual drills.
No sign of Brandon Ayuk at today's 49ers practice. I'm trying to make a Brandon Ayuk trade happen, Jeff. Or do you think that they've liked what they've seen from their receivers, even with the Roman Wilson injury in practice so far?
Can you imagine Friday Night Lights and Brandon Ayuk shows up at midfield?
In a helicopter.
Right?
See, he knows something, like, Donnie. Are you hearing that? You've got to... right? Be honest with us. Do you know something?
No. I'm just saying the spectacle of something like that.
Oh, my God. It would be incredible. It would bring the house down. I'd faint if I were there.
That would be amazing. And they already have fireworks set up, so you could shoot those babies off when he walks out on the field. Beyond that, I would say probably the biggest play guy that you've had at number two is Van Jefferson.
Seriously? Jeff, I don't know what to do with evaluating practices in preseason anymore because of what happened with Kenny last season. So
yeah, I'm with you on that because you could read way too much into some of these things, but he has made the most plays. I would say this, given everything we've seen at camp, there's no doubt to me that as of right now, their number two receiver is Pat Freiermuth.
Interesting. Do you think he gets a contract extension done soon?
I do think it gets a contract extension done.
So do I. Speaking of is it real or is it fake, how about DeMarvin Leal's training camp so far? Because I've read rave reviews on him. Are you buying it?
I've seen a lot of guys come in with great shape and do some things in training camps and then not be able to do it on the field. Let's see what he does on the field. He is in better shape. He is a lot lighter. He moves a little faster. Same with Loudermilk. They both come in the best shape that they've been in. But in that kind of a cliche of camp about guys that are in the best shape of their life, as he made a couple of plays and unpadded practices and a couple of times they've been in pads, yes. But much to your point about, you know, last year fooling us, let's see what he does in a game. I will say this. I'll give him this. At least he realizes the urgency of where he's at in his career and how big this training camp and this season is for him, for his future.
Are you on the Beanie Bishop train?
I'm thinking of jumping on. He's been good. And you know what the thing was yesterday in a practice? His communication. He doesn't care who it is. He's yelling at Queen. He's yelling at whomever. Like, hey, be here. Hey, this coming this side. Like, there isn't any hesitancy, even being an undrafted rookie, of talking in that defense and being active in that defense. Part of it right now is obviously because Sutton's not in there and why he's getting so many snaps in the slot. But I mean, he's been good. He was an All-American of West Virginia. He's made plays, and he's kind of got that little Mike Hilton chip on the shoulder. Let's see how he does in tackling real NFL players and at least preseason games.
Better chance Beanie Bishop or Zach Frazier from West Virginia starts week one?
I'm going to say Frazier, but it looks good for the West Virginia boys. And I say Frazier for this. When we asked Arthur Smith about it the other day, he's like, I don't even realize when he's in there anymore. It's so smooth.
Wow. Donnie, any questions for Jeff?
I didn't have any prepared.
Okay. Just wasn't sure if there was something I missed that you wanted to throw at him. Fair enough. Jeff,
now
thank you.
Now I look dumb.
See you, Jeff.
See you, guys.
All right. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa could be in the Pirates lineup by Sunday. I like the sound of that. All right, coming up, it's the Donnie Football Debrief. You can follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. At 4:26, time to start your weekend off right with Archie's Famous Wings. Dan Zangrilli will also join us from PNC Park at 5:30 for the Bucko Minute. Right now, a Donnie headline. Jeff Hathorn's training camp coverage is presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Now that music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by his new friends at Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Donnie, also, didn't you have a heart check or something recently?
Stress test.
Your heart care matters. Trust the experts at UPMC. Get your heart screened today. What do you got for us, Don?
The Debrief, August 2, 2024. So this isn't just centric to football, but the NFL is included. I'm assuming you saw this last night. I think I may have sent it to you, or you sent it to me, one or the other, in our little group message with Malzi. And maybe one of our friends in Cleveland as well.
Friend is a loose term, but continue.
Brooksgate on Twitter. I'm not really sure what they're all about. They put out a list of every NFL, Major League Baseball, and NBA stadium, ballpark, and arena ranked. And it said they were ranked by the average the reviews on Yelp, Google, TripAdvisor, Facebook, and anywhere else. Pittsburgh has two spots in the top 20. Acrisure Stadium finding itself at number 16. I don't think many people will be surprised by PNC Park's ranking. That was number 2 overall. Very good spot for our baseball team. I actually think, and people may get upset about this, I think Acrisure Stadium is too high up here at 16. There are 90 stadiums or arenas or parks on this list. I don't know if Acrisure Stadium is number 16.
Well, I could definitely tell you one thing. I would take the stadium that was ranked 88th ahead of it.
Yeah, so what's up there?
Allegiant Stadium in Vegas was rated only ahead of Oakland Coliseum, which I've also been to, and Commander's Field, which I've attended a game at.
Yeah, like both of those
And I would tell you
are,
both of those places are dumps.
Yeah, like they're well-known dumps.
And Commander's Field is just a bitch to get to as well, so it makes it even worse once you're there, the in-game experience. Allegiant Stadium, I thought, was incredible. Like, you felt like you were in a state-of-the-art, modern place to watch a football game, and it was spacious, it was clean, it had all new technology and innovative things to make you comfortable and enjoy a game better. I don't know what people are talking about having it ranked that low.
I mean, I'll be there in 2.5 months.
And you're going to enjoy yourself thoroughly.
I have the feeling, and I'll actually be at, I thought it was FedEx Field, by the way. Did they lose their sponsorship
I believe they did, yes.
I will also be at Commander's Field.
Because now Arthur Smith coaches the Steelers, and I don't think his dad wanted to have his name on Washington Stadium when the Steelers play there this year.
So I will be seeing number 88 and number 90 on this list. What I feel like I will come away with is that number 88 should be much higher on this list, and number 90 is right about at home.
Oh, you're going to that game?
Number 90.
You're going to Washington for the game?
We plan to. I mean, my sister lives right there. It's kind of an easy one.
I think the whole show should go to that.
Kind of an easy one to pull.
Do you think your sister would let Malzi and I stay there?
With your whole families?
No, just me and Malzi.
I'll have to ask about that one. I mean, out of the places you've been to on this, like, have you been to Lambeau?
No. Lambeau's number one ahead of PNC Park.
Right. So Lambeau
Field
is number one.
That's just the history of it, I gotta believe, man.
PNC Park is number two. Camden Yards, number three.
Which I love.
Yeah, I've been there. Bush Stadium, number four. Oracle Park, number five.
Never been. Seattle's sixth, where the Seahawks play, but I think that's an atmosphere thing. I don't know how much that has to do with the stadium itself, but just the vibe there. Fenway and Wrigley are 7-8. I like Wrigley more than Fenway. I've been to Fenway more. Maybe that's the issue there, that I just have a little bit of Fenway fatigue. Then the Heat Arena, never been there for a basketball game. And then Target Field, for where the Twins play.
Yeah, how about
I've never
that?
Been to either.
Target Field.
I'll tell
10.
You what. You think that the Steelers Stadium, you think Acrisure is overrated on this list? I can absolutely promise you that it's not as overrated as the stadiums that come in 12 and 13. Progressive Field, where the Guardians play, and Great American Ballpark, where the Reds are. There is no effing way Great American Ballpark deserves to be ranked that high. Those are two of the most... You think Acrisure Stadium's cookie cutter? There's zero charm to either of those places. None whatsoever, man. And for it to be ahead of, like... City Field, Comerica Field in Detroit is great.
Yeah, Chase Field.
Yes. Dodger Stadium.
Petco.
Are you kidding me? Petco's awesome. I was just there this spring. Yeah, the Ohio baseball parks suck. Brutal.
Why do we think they're so high up?
No clue. I really have no idea. Maybe you said they're from reviews. Maybe just Ohioans are very polite on these platforms and don't like to give negative reviews of their stadiums. I don't know.
It's got to be something about the... I bet it's something as silly as, like, concessions or some sort of, like, pricing.
I don't
know,
maybe.
Probably cheaper than others. I don't know that for a fact, but...
Like, I do think that they overrated... I do think they overrated Acrisure Stadium, but I don't think it's a bad stadium. I think that Washington, where they play, is a bad stadium. You go there, and it's... annoying that you're watching an NFL game where every franchise is worth billions of dollars and the sport is making almost $20 billion a year. And the bathrooms are overflowing with sewage. And the concession options are like hot dogs and a frozen pizza. Like, that part of the NFL experience in 2024 should be much, much better. No?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I... Part of the intrigue of me going there is to see just how bad it is.
And I'm telling
like,
you right now...
I want to see firsthand how bad it is.
The transportation issue is just massive, getting in and out of that stadium. It's horrible, dude.
Well, I think that's anything in that area, though.
But it's not in D.C.
I know, but it's close enough to it.
But I've been to games in L.A. and Chicago, and the traffic to get into their stadiums is not anywhere near as bad.
Must be a lot of remnants. A lot of remnants going on.
I'm telling you, man. Same thing. Like MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, where the Giants and Jets play. I've been to a football game there. Easy peasy to get in and out of that place.
Yeah, I have gone to a game there. I was surprised the ease in and out that it was. Why would Levi's Stadium be so low?
In San Francisco, in Santa Clara, I don't know. Never been there.
Because my only thought, my thought with Allegiant at 88, maybe people thought in these reviews where they brought up the atmosphere of like, there's so much other stuff, it doesn't feel like you're at a football game. That was my only thought with that one. Like, what would the complaint be?
I did not have that experience at all. I'll tell you what.
Well, see, I also think being a Steelers game there is a little bit different, given the amount of opposing fans.
Donnie, how about U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings place 58 and Acrisure Stadium 16? There ain't no comparing those two places, boy.
No.
That Minnesota Stadium is awesome.
Yeah, that place was like a castle.
They had fake snow falling on us. Who played halftime again?
Flo Rida.
That was good. How many NFL stadiums have you been to now? Have you done half the league?
No, not quite. I'm closing in on a third of the way through. I've been to, I'll just think of like the years in order that I've gone. Cleveland, Buffalo, Indianapolis, Cincinnati, Minnesota, Carolina. Last year was Indy again. I'm like, M&T Bank, the Ravens. I think I might be missing one. Oh, MetLife, I said that one. So I think that's all of them. And then I was inside Lincoln Financial, but that was WrestleMania. I was kind of impressed by that stadium, though.
I was there for a Giants-Eagles game a very long time ago, and if not for dating someone who was an Eagles fan, I'm very confident that I would have, like, needed medical attention there. Seriously. Yeah, I watched her, like, as a Philadelphia girl, like, pick up a person and, like, slam them against the wall, and at that point they were like, oh, we shouldn't mess with this guy. Yeah.
Yeah, see, luckily that wasn't a football game. It was just a bunch of me and people who love pro wrestling. We were just vibing it out. But, like, I felt like it was, like, they definitely had efforts to update it.
I think I'm going to go to the Indy game on the 29th. I think I'm going to make that drive.
Well, wait, we just talked about that yesterday. What happens if the Pirates are in the...
Oh, crap, that's right.
You can't do that.
I'll play it by ear. It'll be a last-second trip if the Pirates are out of it. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, low of 70 degrees. Say goodbye to all your gutter problems with Gutter Helmet. Book a free estimate at gutterhelmet.com. Okay, O'Neill Cruz is in the Pirates lineup batting third. How does that make you feel? 412-928-9370. The way the Pirates have handled him with the gaffes in Houston, blowing the game on Wednesday night. Derek Shelton says, I'm going to stick up for him. I'm going to support him. I'm putting him right back out there to start this series. Do you agree with that? 412-928-9370. We'll come back with some thoughts on that. You'll hear more from Shelton. Open phone Friday at 5:15. Dan Zangrilli live from PNC Park. Another Steelers rumor to get to between now and the end of the show, too. But first, a Donnie headline. Oh, no. No headline. A quick timeout, and we're right back on the Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.